How's breakfast? Yeah, very, very good this morning. Yes. We're about to get started now. And wow, we have a great turnout for the breakfast this morning. Thank you all for coming and being up here and being with us this morning. And we're going to have fun. Yes, we've actually figured out a way to make talking about meetings being fun. And to tell you how we're going to do that is Gabe Griffith, our master of ceremonies. He's channeling Chuck Barris this morning.
Good morning, everybody. So thank you. I want to start off by saying a couple of thank yous here. First, thanks to the wait staff that's working very hard and doing a great job of giving us all this good breakfast. That's right. Second of all, I'd like to thank Frank for stepping up and agreeing to help. Judy was going to be up here helping with this morning, but as you may have heard, she's not feeling well this weekend. So she is getting some well-deserved and much-needed rest this morning. So let's give her some good thoughts and hope she's feeling better. And so this morning, as Frank said, we were going to try to have a little bit of fun. What we would like to do is, has anybody in here ever heard of this game show called, I'm trying to remember the name of it, Jeopardy. Yeah, that's it, Jeopardy. So, this is a game show where you have to come up with the questions. Okay, so what we're going to do is have a couple of questions here, that we're going to give you the answer. And then we need you to yell out your answer. Yell out your name. We will not take a question unless you say your name. And whoever says their name first will be able to give the question. And we have some little prizes just to hand out and try and make it fun. It could be. You know, anybody that knows me realizes that I do not leave home for more than about, 30 seconds without taking my own supply of chocolate. So, yes. So what we'll do is I will read the answers. I will read the clues. Yes, just call me Alex this morning. And then once we get the name and the question, then I will pass it back over to Frank to kind of have a little bit of a discussion on that. So we have about half an hour or so that we will. Yeah. So. Wow, and Frank doesn't even drink coffee. I don't like people like that are without awake without coffee. It's just not fair. All right. So, are we ready to begin?
Let's play Jeopardy.
Anyone have the little tunes? All right, we're preparing the board. That's right. Next time we'll be more prepared. We'll have sound effects. This morning you just have to deal with me. All right. The first category that you do not get to choose from is meetings. Okay. And the clue is, see if I can read with my bad hand. And okay. And remember, shout out your name and wait to be recognized. Okay. This is the basic document that every president should have for running a meeting. And I believe we heard Karen over to my right. Ding, 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 ding. All right.
As we say, and so, the dog, we're all cheese food motivated.
As Frank just pointed out, for those of us who know anything about or have ever had a guide dog recently, that's somebody with food motivation. All right, so Karen is correct that every meeting should start with the presiding officer having an agenda. And to talk a little bit about kind of how to build that and around that, I will pass the mic back over to Frank for a few minutes.
Vita, can you hand
put your hand down.
I
will hand it to you. Here you go.
I'm being picked on. Okay, agendas are great for a lot of reasons. First of all, the agenda, one thing I've learned about meetings is that the more people know what's going to happen in the meeting, the better behaved they are. So having agendas lets people in the meeting know what's going to happen, and so they're not so much likely to go off on tangents. The other thing that's great about an agenda is that when you make a list of the things that you're going to talk about, you can get them more organized, and you can get them in a good order. And the other great thing about the agenda is that when I make an agenda, I put a time estimate on things. And just having that time estimate gives you markers throughout the meeting so that you know when you need to speed up or slow down, and it really keeps you on task. And it's just a great tool for making great meetings. And if you don't let me forget, remind me afterwards, because I'll probably forget if you don't, but I have a boilerplate agenda that I use for my chapter meetings that I would be happy to post in the president's list.
Okay, I'm the microphone passer, apparently.
That's
right.
Your job.
Oh, Vanna.
Vanna. Vanna. Except isn't Vanna supposed to be turning the numbers and stuff?
She's not Italian, no.
Hey, we're taking a little bit of poetic license with the game shows. Before we move on, does anybody have questions about what we said about the agendas and building one and such? All right, hearing none, moving forward. The next category. Oh, look, the next category is the same as the first. No, this is an old school, old school, yeah.
It's yes.
Hey, we have time. Okay, the next one, and remember again, shout out your name. This is the basic documents that guide how all chapters and meetings will run. I believe I heard Stephanie to my left. Yes. We would also have accepted Constitution. All right. And passing the microphone back to Frank.
You guys have probably heard the references to Robert's Rules of Order. For those of you who are not weird enough to have actually read it. Robert's Rules of Order actually has kind of an interesting history. There was this guy named Henry Robert. He was in the military, and he actually ended up being a general by the time he retired. But because he was in the military, he got posted around different parts of the country back in the 1800s. And when he was kind of a civic-minded guy, so he'd get involved in local groups, and he noticed that as he went to different groups, they had kind of all kinds of different ways of running meetings. Some were better than others. And he thought it would really help if there was some standardization to the rules that people used for running meetings. And his first try at it was sort of to try and copy the rules of the House of Representatives. That was a little bit too complicated. So he came up with another set that he called Rules of Order. and that's been carried on. They're just basically, let me tell you what Robert's Rules of Order is really meant to do, because people get overwhelmed because it gets so complicated. When you're following Rules of Order, you're really trying to get two things done that could be contradictory, but if you're following rules, they actually work together. One is to get your business done efficiently, and the second rule is part of that is to still give everybody a fair say. So when you keep that in mind, that it makes it a lot easier to understand what is happening. So Robert's Rules of Order is a book that has all this information about different procedures that you use in a meeting. Mostly they're about different kinds of motions. A motion is really just a unit of work that you're doing that's basically a topic of discussion. The idea is that if you don't actually have any a motion or any of those, something you're trying to decide, then you don't have anything to talk about. So you make a motion to get the discussion going. And then they have rules that are all around these different kinds of motions, just mainly to keep things in order and to keep business flowing smoothly while still giving everybody a fair say. Roberts is one of those books I think everybody should read once. And mainly, the main reason you should read Robert's Rules of Order once is not to memorize what all the rules are, but mainly just to get the definitions and understand what the different things are. And if you understand them, everything else in there is common sense. That's Robert's Rules of Order.
Do you want to talk for a minute about constitutions?
Yes.
And as for constitution, the constitution is the set of rules that organize really not just the meetings, but the entire structure of your organization. And in a lot of modern parlance, those are being more and more referred to as bylaws. And you've probably read some constitutions where they say what the purpose of an organization is, what the different officers are, sort of how meetings are supposed to be run, if you have different kinds of memberships, what they are, what a quorum is. And the idea is then you have a set of standard rules that everybody agrees to for the way you run your organization. And then you can change those from time to time as circumstances require. But it gives you a pattern so that you're consistent. Oh, and really every new member, when somebody joins the organization, you should give your new members a copy of the Constitution and bylaws so that they know what the rules are and so that they're included. And also, of course, whenever you update your Constitution and bylaws, make sure to send a copy to the CCB office.
Okay.
Thank you, Vanna. I mean, Vita. Okay. Next, under the same category of meetings, these are two reports that should be given at every chapter meeting. I do believe I heard Andrea pretty much straight ahead of me here out in the center of the room. Yes! Actually, yes. I'm sorry. The judges have overruled, and I'm sorry, Ms. Pitzenberger. That was not in the form of a question. So. pausing the game for a minute. Linda, are you finding a seat there? Okay. And I hopefully the wait staff will take care of
yeah.
Linda.
So,
Linda, your breakfast was very good.
Yeah, it was delicious. We split the bacon.
All right. So, moving the second person, David, off to my right. No, I don't think that's quite correct. Karen, to my right.
What is the treasurer's report and the minutes of the previous
Yes. All right. So we will pass the microphone to my right.
We may get a comment from Vita, who is and also the treasurer of four chapters. But the treasurer's report and the minutes are really valuable for keeping a history of what's going on in the organization. And a number of our chapters that have email lists have gotten in the practice of actually sending out their minutes to the membership and their treasurer's report before the meeting, which does two things. First, everybody then has a copy that they can study. And second, because everybody's been able to read these things before the meeting, it makes the meeting go faster. That's right. Because you don't have to read them out during the meeting. But of course, when you do that, everybody has a right to ask if somebody couldn't read the minutes because they didn't have access to them, that you can still ask to have them read.
Okay. There's some questions.
Right? I think somebody had a question. What was the question? Who wants to ask a question? Who'd like to ask a question? Okay. Those chapters that do it, they actually have an email list set up. Like, and then what you could do in that case is a couple of things. Either you could actually make a hard copy that you send to them ahead of time, or you could have a phone tree where somebody calls them and reads the information to them, or you could go ahead and read them again during the meeting. So you have some options there.
Thank you. Okay. Karen had a question, so just to move on, before we move on, are there any other questions? Okay. Has everybody gotten breakfast? Okay. Just wanted to check on that while we're here. Does anybody have the time? 7:36. All right, we're doing good. Okay. Moving forward into the category of operations. These are reports that every chapter needs to provide to CCB. And I believe I heard Guillermo, maybe out there in the back. I'm sorry, no, that is not correct. All right, I believe we heard Ken over to the left. No. Okay. All right. Let's hold on, Andrea. Let's repeat the question. Or the clue, I mean. Sorry, the clue. And remember to, once you are recognized, to give your response in the form of a question. Okay. These are reports that every chapter needs to provide to CCB on a monthly basis. Because we had people cutting us off. Okay, and I do believe we've heard Andrea.
What are monthly
volunteer hourly reports? Ken, I heard. Yes, we will accept Andrea's answer. additional to that, monthly reports and the fundraising report. So it's all one, but we just wanted to make sure that that was specified. You're welcome, Andrea. All right, I will pass this back over to Frank.
Okay, I'll take that question. Go ahead, Karen. Is there a template? We will look into that. I think there is. Yes, there is. So we can get that posted for the monthly. Yes, we can post that. Okay. And the monthly reports, why are we doing this darn monthly report? Anyway, first of all, because most of the chapters are actually under the CCB's corporate umbrella, the CCB actually has a legal responsibility to be aware of what's going on in these chapters because they're accountable. So it helps CCB meet its legal responsibilities for accountability by being aware of what's going on in the chapters. It also means that we can help the chapters when there are problems because we'll see them in the reflected in the report. One other reason is that I think it gives you a much better sense of the great things that your chapter is doing. I think that a lot of us are being pleasantly surprised by how much generous volunteer service goes on in our chapters that we haven't even thought about because we just took it as a matter of course. And that's important to know. And grant makers love to see that kind of stuff too.
Okay. And the next one under the category of miscellaneous information is... Yes. What do they have on Jeopardy? Potpourri?
Yeah.
Yes. So under the category of potpourri, this is an audio file that absolutely, positively must, under all circumstances, shall be downloaded and played in audio at every chapter meeting. And Steve, is that Bauer? Okay, Steve Bauer. Yes! Very good. Give that man a candy.
And I have to say that Judy Wilkinson really does a good job of organizing her her messages. They're down to earth, but they're also well organized and to the point. So I actually was, our chapter members like to hear them. Any questions? Okay.
Okay, and actually that concludes our playing of our modified, made-up, somewhat Jeopardy game for this morning. Thank you, everybody, for participating, and please thank our sponsors on your way out.
What gifts?
Paul's been running the gifts. But actually, just a couple of somewhat closing remarks. Thank you, everybody, for coming and participating. We did try to have fun with this. Hopefully, that gave everybody just kind of a little bit of a guideline of maybe how to set up your meeting, resources for how the meeting is run, and a couple of things of what to do at your meetings, how to build those, and then... just a couple of thoughts on Judy's president's message. I do like the fact this we've had president's messages go out in the connection and various ways in the past, but I know I've heard some really good feedback on her messages are usually what about 7 to 10 minutes. If you put them on a Daisy device or audio device that shall remain nameless, such as a Victor Reader. A little bit of shameless plugging here. You can speed it. You can even speed it up a little bit and take that 7 or 7.5 minute message and listen to it in about 3. So, Judy on steroids. It's great. Or we should say Judy channeling her husband.
Yes.
So, All right, and there is a question to my right from Miss Vita Zavali. Yes, Vita. A question from our TOG. What kinds of documents would help for people online? Currently, we have the CCB Constitution and bylaws, which is messy. But yeah, we're talking templates. Would it help people to have templates such as what Frank said about a sample agenda? There's minutes. You know, most people know how to do minutes fairly well if there's questions. Would it help to have a template for the monthly volunteer and fundraising report? Okay. And we'll kind of modify it a bit and get something posted. And then back there to my right, I hear Artis. Yes, Artis.
What's that?
Oh. Okay. Okay. Did everybody hear Artis? Okay. And that's why I was asking, just because it's a big room and sometimes voices don't carry. So, what Artis is saying is that the, correct me if I'm wrong here, Artis is trying to repeat what you said. The ACB membership committee has a document on, my mind just went blank, successful meetings that she has said that she could post to the president's email list. And maybe Artis, that would be a great idea if you can give us a couple of weeks before you do that, say maybe on like May 1st, because we're still in the process of trying to repopulate the president's list. I guess just on that note, speaking of the president's list, I would like to thank the chapters for getting their documents in when they were asked. This year, I think we're going to ask chapters to do things slightly different at the end of this year, and that is that pretty much all chapters have their elections by October, November. And so instead of waiting until mid-February to ask people to get stuff in, and then it having to be kind of collated from a bunch of different documents into one and then sent to those of us running the president's list, I think this year just, you know, there will be reminders, but I think what we're going to do is ask chapters to get us at least their officer information by probably December 31st. The Constitution does say that chapters and affiliates need to notify the office within 30 days of when that information changes or when there's new officers. So I think we're going to ask that by December 31st, everybody should have had their meetings and elections for the year. So we're going to ask people to get in their officer information sheets so that we can get that information and get the website updated, get the email list updated, and some of that kind of stuff. And I think Vita would like to make a comment since I've opened this can of worms.
You're actually making my brain.
You did open the worm. Can I have a mic?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize. Thank you for your patience in getting the information online. I do not have the officer sheets yet. So I am so sorry. If you look on the website and the information is incorrect, just send it to me directly or to webmaster@ccbnet.org, and we will update it for you immediately. I'm hoping to get the officer sheets real soon. So I know some of you have written already, and we do apologize for that. We just don't have the information yet.
And I think we do need to wrap up here in a few seconds, but yep, I know. Andrea, I think, is out there asking a question.
Really
thank you. For anyone that didn't hear that, I'll repeat it. Andrea is saying that she's not sure of the author's name, but there's a book on Bookshare called How to Run a Meeting. So that could be a good resource for folks. We will try to find the author and post it. What time are we looking at, guys? Yeah, so Andrea, would you be able to look on Bookshare and see if you can get that author and post it? Yeah, we have just a couple minutes, so go ahead, Karen. Yes, and it's on NLS as well. So I know I have it on Bard, and it's I know the Bard one has about a million different headings, so you can jump through it and look at different sections quite well. Frank, do you have any closing comments you would like to make?
Yeah.
Okay. So just from my side, thanks again, everybody, for coming and participating. Hopefully it helped. And I will pass it over to Frank for a couple of closing remarks.
Vita, could you please pass the microphone again?
No.
Hi, Frank. It's your wife that said that she wouldn't give it to you.
I got it anyway. Well, I hope we've had some fun this morning. But we want you to know, though, that now, we know that chapters, no matter how, you know, how professionalized we get at the state level with our new executive director and all that stuff, we still know that the heart of the California Council of the Blind is our chapters. And we care deeply about the success and health of every chapter. So if you are in a situation where, whether you're a new president or not, and you just find that there are issues that you're struggling with in your chapters, maybe your chapter is losing membership, maybe you don't have enough fundraising going on, maybe you're just running out of good ideas for speakers, whatever the issues are, we want to be supportive to you. I know that plans are in underway to assign a board liaison to every chapter, so we want to have a direct connection with every chapter and do all we can to make your chapters thrive. Thank you for coming.